I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson, and this is Harvest Public Media's Field Notes, in which we talk to newsmakers and experts about important issues related to food production. For this week's Field Notes, our first in 2013, we take a look back at last year's biggest stories in agriculture and food production. I spoke with Harvest Public Media's Peggy Lowe, who reached out to the 1,800 members of our Harvest Network with one question. What was the biggest ag story of 2012? Peggy, thanks so much for joining us. What was the top agricultural story last year?
It was pretty much a resounding sort of call for just one story, and that was the weather. Because, of course, we had the record drought this year. And most people just said, what with early planting last spring and then this record drought setting in across the Midwest, that just affected so many stories, whether that was commodity prices, whether that was climate change. It just really affected the entire modern farm economy.
Any other ag stories that stuck with people or that Harvest Public Media really dug into last year?
Oh, absolutely. It's been a really fascinating year for food and farming. One of the big ones was the Farm Bill, and we began a countdown online in July, and it's really fascinating to go back and watch the twists and turns of that political saga. We've also got record good times in farm country, which is interesting given the record drought. Obviously, we've covered ethanol, which was hurt by those high corn prices. You covered this story, which I thought was very interesting, too. Proposition 37 out in California failed, and that was really a hit on those people who are advocating for food labeling. Those are just some of the top stories we were looking at this last year.
And Peggy, since you manage Harvest Public Media's social media, has there been more online engagement from the farming community when compared with years past?
Absolutely. You know, I was gone from the Midwest for over 20 years, and I came back about a year and a half ago, and I was so surprised to find young farmers and ranchers, particularly on Twitter, certainly on Facebook. Farm Bureau did a study that showed 76% of young farmers and ranchers say they use social media. So that's really pretty incredible.
And as we look into 2013, what stories do you think we'll be following?
Well, as we mentioned before, I really think drought is going to be a huge issue. I think it's going to be interesting to look at whether or not these good times will stick around. You know, farmers are typically the kind of people that kind of complain that they can't make a dollar. So it's going to be really interesting to see if they remain flush through the next year. I think food labeling is an enormous issue. I mean, look at the pink slime issue, and that's the lean beef trimmings, of course. You know, consumers increasingly want to know what's in their food. So I think food labeling will be really huge. And I also think that fracking, that controversial energy extraction process, is going to be even more of a popular and mainstream issue this year, particularly with a new mainstream movie coming out starring Matt Damon. And from what I've read so far, it's pretty anti-fracking. So that will be very interesting.
It will be interesting. Thank you so much, Peggy.
My pleasure.
Peggy Lowe is a reporter and is the Harvest Network Analyst for Harvest Public Media. Share your own views on these issues by joining the Harvest Network. Just click on Harvest Network at harvestpublicmedia.org. And that's this week's Field Notes. I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson. To get more episodes of Field Notes, visit harvestpublicmedia.org. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of KBIA and other public media stations across the Midwest.